This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I'm sure you guys have heard, two male teenagers in Central Florida were arrested yesterday after authorities discovered that they were going to do a Columbine-style mass shooting at their middle school. They're unidentified, okay, so I don't have their names, and I, you know, at this point they usually don't. You know, because they're only 13 and 14 years old. But they were charged with conspiracy to commit murder and placed into the custody of the Department of Juvenile Justice, the Sumter County Sheriff's Department said in a press release. They are 13 and 14 years old. They're supposed to be playing World of Warcraft or Minecraft or Battlefront. They're supposed to be sitting there watching YouTube videos of Ariana Grande, and instead, they were planning a mass shooting of their middle school. That was supposed to happen today. Law enforcement and school officials were initially tipped off of the pair's plans a couple days ago. The arrest came after officials learned of and intervened in a plot to initiate a mass shooting at their school. On Tuesday, after classes had finished for the day, school officials and the school's resource officer became aware of rumors circulating between students at the school. The rumors indicated that a student was planning a mass shooting on Friday, January 27th. Witnesses indicated that some students had been warned not to come to school on Friday. Are you kidding me? If I was a parent, I would have lost my uterus. I would just completely have freaked out. The following day, the two students told officials that they had indeed discussed a mass shooting at the Villages Charter Middle School in Lady Lake, which is a town located about an hour northwest of Orlando. Police said in the release, the 13-year-old student alleged to be planning the attack was intercepted by authorities as he attempted to arrive for school. At that time, he acknowledged conversations involving the plot and referenced the mass shooting at Columbine High School. During the conversation with the 13-year-old, officials learned of a second student's potential involvement and quickly located the 14-year-old male student on campus. According to the release, a 14-year-old student acknowledged his involvement in conversations with a 13-year-old student and, again, referenced the Columbine shooting. The student informed officials that the two students had planned the attack, which included what they would use as a signal to open fire. No weapons were found on either of the students in their bags or lockers. Then yesterday, the teens were arrested at their homes during the service of search warrants. And the 13-year-old was arrested by the Lake County Sheriff's Office on a juvenile order at his home in Fruitland Park, and the 14-year-old was arrested by the Sumter County Sheriff's Office at his home in Wildwood. No additional arrests are expected. Firearms were recovered from both suspects' homes during the search warrant service. Can I say bravo, bravo, bravo to everybody involved that stopped this? I am just baffled. And, you know, we shouldn't be naive. Okay, this shouldn't shock us. But we still get shocked. You have two middle schoolers, 13 and 14 years old, meaning they were eighth graders. Okay, I was 14 when I started high school, but they're 13 and 14. So middle schoolers wanting to shoot up their middle school. Why the anger? Why the hatred? So they must have told their buddies, don't come. The kids probably came home. Parents are like, all right, so you're doing your homework? No, I don't have to go to school tomorrow. Why not? Oh, one of my friends said not to go. Your friend told you not to go to school? Why did your friend say not to go to school? Because I guess he wants to shoot it up. What? So well done to the students that said something. the students had told the parents had got involved, to the law enforcement. I mean, thank the Lord that this didn't happen. So what the heck is, okay, you know, and you can't sit here and blame the internet. Okay, well, because, you know, they learned about Columbine. Look, these kids, you know, they're going to expose themselves to whatever they want to expose themselves to. And they've got to be sick in the head to be excited by the fact that the Columbine shooting inspired them and was an inspiration for them to do this. You know, look, kids can access anything on the internet now so they can learn whatever they want. Apparently there was a girl on Facebook who Facebook lived her own suicide. So she probably learned how to kill herself, you know, on the internet. You know, we're not going to get rid of the internet. The internet is not going to go away. So these kids now have access to information that they might not have had. But here's the thing. If somebody is murderous, they're going to be murderous no matter what. This is why the gun control discussion is missing out on a huge part of the conversation, where if somebody wants to kill a crowd of people, they'll do it with a truck. They'll do it with a knife. They'll do it with whatever they can get their hands on if somebody wants to kill. So same thing with these kids, okay? Whether they saw videos of Columbine or not, right, they had access to guns. They planned to use that access, and they planned to do it together. And they probably had a suicide pact, knowing that they were going to die or go to jail. What was so bad about this 13-year-old and 14-year-old's life? I'm looking at this school. I mean, it looks like it's in a nice neighborhood. I mean, what is wrong with these kids? For them to, A, be ready to give up their lives, and B, to take others with them. Do you want to become famous that badly? Is that what's going on? People want their name on the internet? You know, it's sick, but you know, there is a pathology and a psychopathology that is underreported and underdiscussed that we all are kind of participating with, where we really like to be online. We like our pictures online. We like being talked about. We like people liking our posts, a lot of us. This mini fame we get being online is very addictive. You make a good post, people like it. They like your picture. You want to go home and do it again. You want to do it again. And maybe there's a very fine line between those of us that really, really like to be online and have that fame to those who go, you know what? It's not enough. I need to do something bigger. I want to be in the news. And they unfortunately decide to go for something sick, sadistic, malicious, and murderous instead. It's a shame. 1-877-DOCTALLY. Don't go away. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications for making this show happen. Big thanks to Blake and Mackenzie who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Marissa writes, if Trump reverses Roe v. Wade and defunds Planned Parenthood, where would we be able to get abortions? This president is putting women back into the dark ages, she writes. Okay, first of all, Trump wouldn't be the one to reverse Roe v. Wade. It would be a Supreme Court justice he selects or recommends and then later has to get confirmed. But, you know, not to sound rude, but, you know, this is what kind of bothers me, okay? All right. Where would we be able to get abortions? Plural, obviously. And I understand why she used plural, right? I get because, you know, multiple women. Okay. Why aren't we using birth control Why aren't we using condoms? Why are we having so many unplanned pregnancies to have such a need for abortion? See, here's the thing. If we weren't needing thousands upon thousands or millions of abortions a year, this probably would have never been a topic, and then Roe v. Wade wouldn't have needed to occur. I mean, take a look at some of these statistics here, and this is what blows my mind. Okay, so I'm looking at, it says abort73.com, and some of the numbers that they have, okay, and I understand that, you know, there's different sources, but, you know, in 2014, they say 926,000 abortions took place in the U.S., which is down from 1.06 million. There were 1.21 million abortions being done in 2008, 1.2 million abortions being done in 2005, 1.29 million in 2002. Yeah, and so, the question I have is, 1.2 million people got pregnant unplanned. You know, don't we in this day and age have the knowledge to use a condom or to use some birth control? Well, Dr. Dahlia, 1.2 million people didn't have access to birth control. I just don't believe that. You know, you have Planned Parenthood. There's a lot of free clinics out there. You know, and there's abstinence. There's condoms. So I'm still a little shocked that we have that much. You know, that number to me is kind of a lot. 1.2 million abortions. Now, there might have been even more unplanned pregnancies who decided not to abort. But I don't think we would be having such an issue if we were only talking about 20 a year. 20 women got pregnant. They didn't want to. They were raped. They always say an incest. We should. So I guess there are people out there that choose to have sex with their brother. I don't know. All right. But, you know, obviously if you're raped or assaulted by somebody in the family, that's how an incestual child could be born. So we don't know those numbers and those statistics of how often that happens. But I think we could all agree that the majority of abortions that are occurring are not rape cases. So what ended up happening back in the 70s is, you know, that there were so many that were being done that they had to legalize it so people weren't feeling forced to do illegal abortions and dirty abortions and very unsterile means to abort their baby. But why so many? And, you know, if we never had numbers in the millions or tens of thousands, we might not be in the predicament now where we have half the country that wants Roe v. Wade reversed, half the country wanting Roe v. Wade, you know, protected, and you know, all this funding that has to go to Planned Parenthood or facilities that perform abortion. And this shouldn't even be a topic. I know some of you are like, oh, Dahlia, you're naive. You know, people are having sex. But, you know, honestly, people, if you are going to be taking on the responsibility of having sex, you have got to be responsible when it comes to your, you know, using a condom or, you know, not having sex. One of the reasons why I am not the biggest, you know, I guess, one of the reasons why I got through school without getting pregnant is because I said no. Hey, yes, maybe I wasn't the most popular with the guys, but I was so afraid of getting pregnant. I was so afraid of a condom ripping. I was like, I just don't want to take that chance. Once I'm married, fine. If I get pregnant, at least I'm married. I have daddy there, you know, but, and maybe I was fortunate that I wasn't assaulted to the point where I could have gotten pregnant, you know, but, you know, when we're having this conversation, to me, what puts women back is that 1.2 million women can't handle their birth control or can't handle the responsibility of not getting pregnant. Again, we're not including rape. We're not including being assaulted. We're not including that in this. We're including people having sex, unprotected sex, or sex at a time that could produce a baby when they don't want to, you know. It makes us women look like we're back in the dark ages when we need the government to say, it's okay if you get pregnant, we'll have some sort of financial means to allow you to end the pregnancy. That, to me, puts us women back. okay? I mean, you know, we women are pretty smart. We know how to handle. We know that we could get pregnant having sex. We know, you know, what's out there. But we're not doing it. That's what makes us look bad. And you have men out there looking at this going, you know, women can't handle their birth control. Women can't say no, you know, and women can't, you know, and again, we're not including assault. We're not including, you know, sex not by our choice. We're talking about unplanned pregnancies in people who are sexually active. Okay, we women know what we're doing. We don't need the government to come in and help us. But I guess because of this discussion that we're having, we do. So here we are looking at, again, the Roe v. Wade discussion. And, you know, we're seeing marches and we're, you know, on either side. And to me, that's what puts us women back. Right? It's embarrassing that this has to be a topic of conversation, that we have this many women getting pregnant when they don't want to be pregnant. Again, if it has to do with rape, yes, this is a conversation we have to have. But if the majority of these cases were not assault, and it's because we wanted to have sex and we didn't, you know, think twice about saying no or using a condom or taking our birth control correctly, it makes us look bad. You know, well, you know, women, it's not fair to women because they're the ones that have to deal with the pregnancy. Again, that's a statement that's going to put us women back. We are not trying to be the weaker sex. Yes, we hold the ovaries, we hold the uterus, so we have a responsibility. So, you know, somebody looking at this conversation and looking at what has been happening, you know, over the years with abortion and needing Planned Parenthood to come in and save the day, it makes us women look weak. All right, ladies, we should not be getting pregnant when we don't want to be. This is 2017. Why do we have to have a million abortions? And one of the reasons is people are using it as a form of birth control. If I get pregnant, no big deal. I could just get an abortion. That puts us women back. That should not be the go-to option. Maybe we are having sex too much. You know, we're going to be talking about in the next segment how syphilis jumped 400% in Orange County. They've been dealing with gonorrhea and chlamydia. And, I mean, all over the country, we've been dealing with a huge rise in STDs. Yet, we could have that conversation, abstinence, condoms. All right, that, no, that's not a political statement. That we could all agree on. But an unwanted pregnancy all of a sudden gets you know, politicized. And, you know, unwanted pregnancies, you know, mean the government's trying to get in to your business if they don't want you to have an unplanned. The government doesn't want you guys to get an STD. The government doesn't want you guys to have an unplanned pregnancy. I want the government to stay out. I think it's ridiculous that the government has to tell us to use condoms so we don't get gonorrhea, so we don't get syphilis, so we don't get pregnant. But if we act this way, where we are having unprotected sex and we are spreading diseases, yes, the government's going to get involved. So here we are with the conversation of how much tax dollars should be going to unwanted pregnancies and abortions. Most people don't want their tax dollars going to that, especially if it's against their religion. The conversation's also going to be, all right, how do we, you know, prevent STD spread? Well, some people, you know, maybe more for tax dollars going to that, but a lot of people are like, no. Guys, you know, girls, come on. You know, use some, you know, responsibility when you have sex. So right now we're in a world where people just don't wait till they're married. People will have premarital sex. People have sex now in middle school, high school. It's the thing to do. There's these dating apps. And so STDs are going to be on the rise and unwanted pregnancies are going to be on the rise. And it's making us as a whole look like we don't know how to handle sex. And we do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, angering many, many people is the fact that the Trump administration has pulled the plug on all Obamacare outreach and advertising in the final days of the 2017 enrollment season, according to sources at Health and Human Services on Capitol Hill. They said even ads that have already been placed and paid for have been pulled, according to sources that told Politico, and I'm reading this from Politico.com. The decision apparently sends a clear signal yet that President Donald Trump is determined to fulfill his campaign and pledge to repeal Obamacare. Hours after being sworn in, Trump issued his first executive order, allowing federal officials to start unwinding parts of the law. According to Representative Chris Collins, Republican from New York, President Trump is signaling he needs a new sheriff. He's been elected with a mandate. He's not going to tolerate his employees contradicting and undermining his mandate to get this country going in another direction. Now, individuals may still sign up for Obamacare plans until the January 31st deadline, but the Trump administration isn't advertising that fact any longer. And I'll tell you what some people think about this, because this is definitely controversial. It's also halting all media outreach designed to spur signups in the days leading up to the deadline. Emails are no longer being sent out to individuals who visited healthcare.gov, the enrollment website, to encourage them to finish signing up. Those emails have proven highly successful in getting stragglers to complete enrollment before the deadline. Ron Pollack, executive director of Families USA, a consumer group that supports the law, said the decision is a mean-spirited effort that can only result in fewer people getting coverage who needed it. You can't take comments by the Trump administration, he says, about trying to help people gain coverage seriously. He says it's not a heavy lift to tell people about the opportunities for getting enrolled. It's not a heavy lift to continue ads that have been already paid for. The last 5 days of the open enrollment season are seen as critical because many individuals procrastinate and then join a last-minute sign-up surge. That's particularly true for younger and healthier customers, they say, who are crucial to making insurance markets work. So obviously an HHS spokesman has weighed in saying, look, this is cost-saving. The federal government has spent more than $60 million promoting the open enrollment. HHS has pulled back roughly $5 million of the final placement in an effort to look for efficiencies where they exist. Officials in the Obama administration told Politico last week that the ads, though, had already been paid for. The decision, I guess, to scrap Obamacare outreach and advertising came directly from the White House, according to sources. Trump, who spoke with GOP lawmakers at the Philadelphia retreat Thursday about how to replace the law, has vowed to replace it, right? We've talked about how we still don't have the details on what that's going to look like. I've made suggestions, but we still haven't seen what that would appear to be. So, on one end, when we were discussing, because some of you had written me saying after Donald Trump had won in November, and all of a sudden you started receiving all these advertisements, you know, for you to, you know, get coverage under the healthcare.gov website and under Obamacare, your question is, well, what do we do? And I said, look, it's still the law of the land. So you have to. Okay? You know, until Trump becomes president and until there's a change, Obamacare is still the law of the land. The ACA is still the law of the land. However, if Donald Trump does what I had suggested, get rid of the penalty, okay, in April, when in April they go, look, guys, we're not going to penalize you for not buying insurance. That was stupid. It's a waste of money. We're not going to penalize you. We're not going to tax you. Don't worry about the tax. Some people are going to want to have known that before they committed to paying for the health insurance. That was under Obama's administration and umbrella. Said if you don't buy insurance, you're going to be paying a fine. And it could be as large as a couple grand. So I was wondering when the Trump administration was going to start telling people, look, you know, you may not want to pay for something that isn't going to exist later. Because if people do sign up for this healthcare law and all of a sudden it gets repealed, they could be pretty angry. So I was kind of wondering when somebody was going to stop advertising and drawing people in to pay for something that may not even exist later. Now, true, it's still the law of the land. And so for those of you fearful, you had to take that chance and you had to buy the health insurance. And for those of you that need insurance, our guess is a replacement of Obamacare is going to take a while, and it kind of needs to take a while. You can't very quickly change something because that's going to be just as damaging as the law was, dropping it into the very small, delicate pond as it was back in 2009. So we know that the substitute for Obamacare is going to take a while. And we don't want it rushed. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure on the Trump administration. Well, you want to repeal it or replace it? Where's your replacement? It's going to have to be in steps. It's going to have to be done smartly. It's going to take years, even longer, to fix what Obama did. So I don't want them rushed. But I also don't want people being duped and still putting money into a crappy system that is going to be eventually dismembered, and probably a big part of it dismembered within his first 100 days of presidency. So in a way, if he didn't stop the ads, that would be a problem. Why is the federal government still advertising? And yes, it sounds like a lot of the ads were already paid for at this point, but still, if there's more money being scheduled to promote this, why not start cutting it? Why not start saving money? Why, you know, advertise a program that's going away? Whether you're on the right or the left, I mean, you know, we don't want to waste money in government. So if it is going away, why are we promoting it? So to me, it was a move they did have to make. And it's also a sign that President Trump is working on it. Okay, because again, you know, he doesn't have anything ready in place in one day because it's going to take years to fix. But he has to show that he's already going to stop the bleeding of the Treasury into this crappy plan that has costed billions. Between the crappy website, between the subsidies of an overpriced insurance, it's been ridiculous. You know, why the heck is the government paying $1,000 of your $1,200 premiums per person? Why are they doing that? Why, you know, that's ridiculous. Why? $1,000 to go, you know, per person? We don't have that kind of money. So something had to change. So it makes sense. It just makes sense. I understand people are upset. I understand Donald Trump has been doing a lot of things very, very quickly. That has been making people very, very nervous. But people accused him of being too soft. People accused him of backing off. People wanted him to prosecute Hillary. And when he didn't, I mean, he can't. He can't prosecute anybody. He's the president, or was the president-elect. So, you know, many people were upset that he wasn't making good on his promises. So now he's showing he's making good on his promises. Personally, I think we do need to replace it as quickly as possible, but smartly as possible. So if that's going to be a five-year process, fine. Right. But I think we do need to stop spending money on a plan and on a program that is causing a huge hemorrhage from the Treasury. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting. Scientists inject mice's ears with a virus to help restore hearing. This is very, very cool. In a small study on deaf mice, researchers at Harvard Medical School in Massachusetts General used this gene delivery technique to help the animals make gains in hearing and balance. However, therapy is still a long way before we could do this in humans. Mice were born without a gene critical for hair cell function. It's little hair cells in the ear that help regulate the way you can balance. And injected a modified adeno-associated virus with the missing gene into the inner ear of little baby mouse pups after they were born. 1 month after treatment, 9 of the 12 mice had some level of hearing restored and could be startled by a loud clap, which is a standard behavioral test for hearing. 4 of the mice could hear sounds, roughly the equivalent of a conversation in a loud restaurant, 70 to 80 decibels. So mice with damaged or missing hair cells show balance abnormalities, and the mice treated in the study show notably improved balance compared to their untreated counterparts. So these gene delivery techniques have been unsuccessful reaching hair cells, which have the little delicate sensors. But now this could be a way where we could treat hearing loss. Pretty fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If you're ever listening to our show when we're not live, still call in. We have an answer line, and then we will address your call on the next live show. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. So, public health officials throughout Southern California, from what we understand, are grappling with alarming increases in syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia that are part of already a national epidemic. They said in 2015, total combined cases of the three sexually transmitted diseases reached an all-time high, according to a late 2016 report by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC. The report noted that gonorrhea rates were at historic lows and syphilis was close to elimination back in the early 2000s. But now the STDs pose a substantial health challenge. In Orange County, the most recent data shows a 412% increase in syphilis cases from the years 2011 to 2016, a 204% increase in gonorrhea, and a 59% increase in chlamydia, according to Dr. Christopher Reed, medical director of STD HIV for the county healthcare agency. Multiple reasons. All right, obviously, a big one are these dating websites. Okay, what happened as smartphones started to rise in the later 2000s? Okay, and then all of a sudden all these apps like Tinder and Grindr and Facebook and Snapchat, and people are now able to sext each other, turn each other on, meet each other, all these dating websites, and you're allowed to hook up. There are sites specifically for people that just want to hook up, have sex, and not have anything to do with each other afterwards. So that's a biggie. Another thing, though, I have spoken with you guys about also is how Zithromax, has treated gonorrhea and chlamydia still very successfully. And when Z-Pak started to become popular in the late 90s, and then they were really overprescribed in the years 2000s, in the 2000s, early 2000s, makes you kind of scratch your head going, how many people really asked for a Z-Pak for their bronchitis? Word got out very quickly that your Z-Pak, if you take a whole gram, which would be four of the pink pills, because Zithromax and a Z-Pak comes 250 milligrams. So how you take a Z-Pak is you take a 250 milligram tablet, but you take two of them day one to jumpstart it, and then one for the remaining days. So you basically have 1,250 milligrams per Z-Pak. Well, 1 gram of Zithromax treats gonorrhea and chlamydia. So many people asking for a Z-Pak, you know, that were telling their doctors to call it in, did they really have a bronchitis or a sinus infection? And when the doctors called it in and didn't examine the patient, they were probably treating their gonorrhea and chlamydia. Now it's getting harder to get that Z-Pak. Many doctors aren't just calling you in an antibiotic. They're like, look, we got to see you. We're getting in trouble for writing too many antibiotics and causing antibiotic resistance. No. You need to be seen. And people don't want to be evaluated for an STD. Many of them don't want that on the record. What else has been a huge change? Electronic health records. Do you think somebody wants in the computer that could be hacked, that could be accessed by anybody that could get in with the password, that they had gonorrhea or chlamydia when they're married, when they're in a relationship? No. So people are not getting treated as easily. So we have a lot of different reasons for why this is happening. In neighboring counties to Orange County, which is huge, STD cases have likewise jumped significantly, but it really seems to be higher than Orange County. Last year's data is not yet available, but for Los Angeles County, also huge, bigger, has some higher rates also from 2011 to 2015. Gonorrhea was up 75%, syphilis jumped 80%, chlamydia. And if you have other STDs, what are you also at risk for? HIV. So HIV needs to also be screened in these individuals where we're seeing such a rise. Now, right now, this article is discussing the syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. I'm sure we're going to be getting the numbers soon on what's been happening with HIV. But we may see those numbers start to drop a little bit as we have Truvada, the PrEP, the pre-exposure prophylaxis, where people could take that prior to getting HIV to hopefully prevent getting HIV. But treating STDs, or sexually transmitted diseases, or they're changing it to STIs, now sexually transmitted infections, costs roughly $16 billion annually. In California, the highest STD rates are found among young people, African Americans, gay and bisexual men, according to the state. So right now, the CDC is recommending sexually active women under 25 get screened. The USPSTF is saying women under 24 need to get screened, right, if they're sexually active. And older women who have new or multiple sex partners need to be tested annually for chlamydia and gonorrhea. Pregnant women need to be tested for syphilis and chlamydia early in pregnancy. We're also testing them for HIV. Sexually active gay and bisexual men should be tested for syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and HIV at least once a year. I'd also put herpes in there, too. And more frequently for those with multiple or anonymous partners. Many doctors are actually screening for HIV every 6 months in high-risk individuals. According to Dr. Jennifer Russo, medical director for Planned Parenthood of Orange and San Bernardino counties, said each year the group performs more than 180,000 exams and 170,000 STD tests. She said when seeing patients, clinic staff tailor their messages specifically to individuals. Just saying you should use a condom is not as effective as saying how often are you using a condom. And it's not all the time. If it's not all the time, what gets in the way of that? You know, why aren't you using a condom? You know, this is what we were talking about with abortions. If we're having 1.2 million abortions being done each year, all right, who is having the conversation with these individuals on why they're not doing protected sex? Why aren't they, you know, preventing the pregnancy? And, you know, we can't stop people having sex. They're going to want to do it. It's the end thing to do. You know, people, they're not choosing to get married or be in long monogamous relationships anymore. So, you know, we're not getting married like, you know, back in biblical times when you're 13, 14, okay? And then in my age group when you're in your early 20s. So waiting, you know, until you're, you know, late 20s, early 30s to have sex, it doesn't seem to be very practical in most demographics. All right, except for a couple of religious groups, most people, they don't wait. So sex now is becoming more rampant. Once you have sex once, it's very easy to have sex again. And so, you know, the conversation has to change in schools. We really need to teach kids how dangerous this could be. Show them pictures of what chlamydia and gonorrhea and genital warts look like. I mean, sex can now cause cancer, for crying out loud. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, HPV especially. Now, there's a new study out of Great Britain saying that pain during sex afflicts at least 10% of women. In an article in an International Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, authors write that dyspareunia, or painful sex, is neglected. Many women don't admit it. The latest sampling of women aged 16 to 74 found that women in their late 50s and 60s were the most affected, and younger women were not spared either. Pain during sex could be caused by vaginal dryness from menopause, but it could also have other issues. Maybe you have an STD. Maybe you have endometriosis. Maybe you have fibroids, thick muscle tissue within the uterus. Maybe it's because of positioning. There's a lot of people that don't like certain sex positions, but they are too afraid to tell their partner. And it's because it hurts. The way their cervix sits and the way their uterus sits, certain positions don't work for them. But they're afraid to say it. So instead, they're like, well, I just don't have a sex drive. You have to be able to communicate with your partner. And once you have painful sex, you don't want to have sex again. It is a defense mechanism. 1/4 of the women who reported painful sex said it happened often or all the time in the past 6 months. 33% said they were unhappy with their sex life. There's also vaginismus, which is involuntary tightening of the vaginal muscles during penetration. That is a very painful condition that prevents people from having sex. So, something we as medical providers have to definitely be in tune with. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid. rapid absorption. Then Protovite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.